Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Mouth of the Tyne podcast, brought to you by the Shields Gazette. I'm Dominic Skirt, joined by Joe Buck, and live from Saudi Arabia in Riyadh, Miles Starforth. Miles, I'll start with you. How's Saudi Arabia treating you so far this week?
I'm good. It's been an interesting two or three days. It's gone quickly. I kind of arrived in, I think I didn't get to my hotel till 4 a.m. on Tuesday morning, and it's flown by then. Since then, there's been obviously a lot going on out here. Club's been busy. It's not just been about the work on the training pitch, really. The club's brought a huge staff here. You know, we've seen the kind of commercial team, other departments really beefed up over the past 12 months, and they've come out in force. We've seen some announcements of commercial deals. There's been a lot going on. We've been invited to one or two events. We've spent a bit of time with Eddie Howe and the squad as well. And of course, the weather's been decent. And I saw it in the news about the cold snap that was coming. I think we all left at just the right time.
Yeah, certainly a warm weather training camp, well timed, because yeah, it's pretty cold over here in Newcastle. But in terms of Riyadh, obviously a different location to where Newcastle were earlier in the season when they visited Saudi Arabia. Have you had a chance to see much of the city at all?
Not too much. I've spent a lot of the time at the team hotel and this hotel, where they're hosting the commercial event. Had a wander out with a couple of the other journalists out here last night, and found a beautiful restaurant. Lots to see in this city, and it's just a shame I haven't had too much time to see it, really. But a very welcoming place. As far as, you know, I found it to be very welcoming and very safe. And I'm looking forward to the game now.
Yeah, and Joe, as Miles says, the game now, it's approaching a month since we last saw Newcastle in action. And as much fun as the World Cup has been, how are you feeling ahead of today's match against Al Hilal in Riyadh?
Yeah, it's been a long month, hasn't it? I don't think I would have necessarily said that at any other time supporting Newcastle, but I'm just so excited to see them back on the pitch. And as much as it is just a friendly match against a team, I mean, we know very little about. I know you did a good piece looking at who Al Hilal were. But it's just good to see the players back on the pitch, and it'd be interesting to see if there's anything different that they've, you know, that Eddie Howe's maybe tried to implement over the last few weeks. I know they've not been in training much, but it's just good to see them all back. And yeah, the World Cup's been a nice distraction. I'm glad there's been football to take your mind off it, but it's good to see Newcastle back in action.
Yeah, Miles, as Joe said, Newcastle had a very competitive match against Al Ittihad back in January when they previously visited Saudi Arabia. But Al Hilal, the Saudi Pro League champions, holders of the AFC Champions League, the most decorated club in Asia. It's still a game you'd maybe expect Newcastle to win, but they're against pretty strong opposition, good opposition for in terms of a friendly test anyway.
Yeah, well, certainly they'll be taking it seriously. It's a really good chance for them to measure themselves against a Premier League team, which isn't an opportunity they get. They're going to get very often. I think for Eddie Howe and his staff, it's probably more about minutes and fitness than the result itself. Though, of course, you want the result. They've taken a decent squad here. You'd imagine more or less everyone, apart from the one or two injury issues, they're going to get a run out. We expect a competitive game. We think back to that game last season, which was played behind closed doors. They'll have a crowd there this time. That's going to add to it. Interesting to see what kind of crowd there is, what kind of support there is for both teams. We've seen plenty of, I know we'll go on to talk about this, there's been Saudis in black and white tops as well over here, a lot of expats, and a lot of, a few fans have made the trip as well. So that'll be interesting to see what the whole crowd dynamic and watching the game over here, what that's actually like.
Yeah, and have you got any, you mentioned speaking to Eddie Howe and some of the players, have you got any early team news ahead of the game? Any players you'd expect to maybe miss this game or potentially start even?
I guess in terms of doubts of Dan Byrne arrived late through illness, I'd imagine he'd have got that through his system and will be available to play if needed. Obviously, the big one, of course, is Alexander Isak. And he's not just going to miss this game. He's going to miss the Vallecano game as well. And speaking to Eddie Howe yesterday at length, really, he suggested it. He was going to touch and go for the first couple of domestic games. That'll be the cup game against Bournemouth and then the Leicester game. He also did stress there was no setback. He said it always been their timeline hadn't had him returning to full training for the very start of this kind of mini pre-season, as he's described it. But of course, we want him back as soon as possible. But it looks like it's certainly not necessarily going to be back for those first two games. We could be in a situation where Chris Wood or Callum Wilson, depending how England get on it, they'll be up front.
Yeah, and Joe, after a decent amount of time without a game, this friendly match tonight and friendly match next Saturday against Rayo Vallecano, St James's Park, the return to competitive action comes quite quickly. And with just these two games, if you're Eddie Howe, how do you approach these two games? Miles is saying everyone will get a run out, but how would you like to see Eddie Howe approach it?
I think you, especially the one in Saudi Arabia, you've got the whole squad there. You may as well use them for this game, in my opinion. Yeah. So you may as well get as many players on the pitch. I think next week could be a bit of an indication about what team you might play against Bournemouth. Obviously, there's sort of 4 or 5 days between that game and the cup game, so there might be a little bit of an indication about what team might play then. But for me, it's just about getting minutes in the legs and getting the team back playing the Eddie Howe type of football. You know, it's been a few weeks since they've done it, and we know how intense it is, how much, you know, physically demanding it is. And you just want them to be hit that ground running, especially for the Bournemouth game, but particularly Leicester and Leeds. You want them to be banging form for them two games, because they are big games and winnable games. And we've seen that Newcastle really could enter the new year in a very good position in the league if they can get results from them games. So I just want to see the team hit the ground running like they did in the friendlies against Atlanta and Bilbao. They were very good. So yeah, I just want to see the team get minutes in the legs and get back to playing Howe style of football.
Yeah, and it'll certainly be interesting to see how the side play after a month out and then also in the relatively warm conditions over in Riyadh. But yeah, Miles, you've been lucky enough to see the Newcastle training base this week, their Al Hilal training base, see the players train briefly. Just what was that like, and what sort of facilities are Newcastle working in this week?
It's like a kind of mini stadium they've got on kind of the west side of the city, a bit of a kind of a trek out, you know, of the city. The pitch looked fine. There was a gym next to the pitch. They were doing their activation session, and then they went out on the grass. Isak, as I said, was training alone. We only got to see the first 15-20 minutes of the session. They were just still doing the kind of warm up drills. Very intense, though, as we've seen before. Jason Tindall is always on at the players. He's very demanding, and just in these little warm-up sessions, Eddie Howe is very carefully watching each drill. But they looked in good shape. The teams looked in a good place. Obviously, this whole winter break is an unknown quantity for all of us, really. Every team could be to their advantage. They've had less players away than many of their rivals in the Premier League. So that gives an opportunity to get players, you know, potentially to hit the ground running a little bit sooner. We'll see. See on the horizon, of course, they don't have the extra European games that some of the kind of rivals now at the top of the table have. But certainly the mood around the camp's been very good, very positive, very relaxed, everyone very comfortable. So we'll see how that translates into tonight and then obviously to next weekend.
Yeah, you touched on, in terms of team news, Alexander Isak not quite in full training yet. Dan Burn also recovering from illness. Is there any update on Dan Burn? Because the last we heard he was travelling over. Has he arrived in Saudi Arabia? Is he with the squad now?
Well, I think he arrived in the early hours of Tuesday morning as well, much same as me. And he sat out that session. I think he was still in bed. He was sleeping off his jet lag. I didn't have that luxury. But as far as I understand it, he's fine. We've seen him around the team hotel. He'll be available.
Yeah, and another player out there, Loris Karius. We may get the chance to see him for the first time on the pitch, potentially tonight, if not next week. His short-term contract expires at Newcastle next month. Are there any suggestion from Eddie Howe or from the club that deal could be extended?
Well, Eddie Howe hasn't spoken about this yet. Maybe we'll get, I'm sure we'll get a chance to ask him kind of on the record in the coming weeks. But the indications I'm getting is that they're willing to, they're keen to extend it to the end of the season. So that's something to watch, really. I think that he certainly impressed the staff here since he's been at the club. So it wouldn't surprise me if they do activate the option to extend the deal.
Yeah, and yesterday you attended a meet and greet with the supporters. It's the first ever international event of this type the club has held. Just how was that, and how was it to see the supporters interact with the hierarchy of the club and players as well?
Yeah, well, it's kind of extraordinary, really, because we've had 14 years of Mike Ashley, where Ashley only spoke literally a handful of times. He never spoke to us. It was just one or two select people like Sky he speak to, and Lee Charnley rarely, if ever, spoke on the record. So we didn't hear from the hierarchy, and it was left to managers or head coaches to answer for some very unpopular decisions. And now we've gone full circle to the situation where we've got the senior management team, we've got the co-owners, and they're all putting themselves up in front of fans and they're talking to fans, which is great, really. Amanda Staveley, Darren Eales, they all spoke to supporters at this event. As I say, a mixture of expatriates, Saudis, and you know, a handful of fans who've actually travelled over, which was good to see. They obviously had a captive audience. They didn't say anything necessarily that we didn't know already, but they were in front of fans. They were fielding questions. So too did Eddie Howe, Simon Weatherstone. Three players were there as well. So it was just nice to see that kind of follow through on that promise of us and communication. And what's impressive is, as I said before, is the staff they brought over here. It was a very professional event. They've come fully staffed. They've been across the city doing other events. There's been all sorts going on, really. I've only had a glimpse at one or two of them in terms of getting it out into the community, delivering kind of gifts. There was a trip to they were giving some school children some kits ahead of a tournament yesterday elsewhere in the city. We've had the sponsor announcements. We've had the kind of commercial teams, Peter Silverstone, the new appointees here with his own team. He's been in and out of the team hotel, going to meetings and trying to sell the club to backers, potential sponsors. So it just really feels they're getting that kind of momentum. And this is something Darren Eales touched on again at the event yesterday. The club needs to grow its commercial revenues, and there's this huge kind of almost untapped kind of support here for Premier League football, and it's a really opportunity for the club to tap into that and to grow those revenue streams and hopefully grow the club and give Eddie Howe more players, better players in the future seasons.
Yeah, and Joe, the Newcastle owners may get a lot of criticism, particularly from people outside, but events like this, we've seen the week Newcastle have had in Saudi Arabia to engage with fans in such a way, the proactive approach from the owners. Just what are your thoughts on that, and how are you feeling about that?
Yeah, it was fascinating listening to that, because I don't want to take away from it, but this is what football clubs should be doing. You know, this is what Newcastle haven't done in 15 years, but it's great to see the clear vision from the owners, and it's, you know, to the fans, and it's translating all the way down. They know where they want to go. They know how to get there. And the fans are clear on that. We never had that under Mike Ashley. It was very much, you know, what we saw on the pitch, and that was pretty much it. So it's good to see. And even little things like you would have seen on social media, and obviously you would have seen live there, Miles, where pictures of Newcastle players on billboards, you know, little stuff like that. It's like, that's big. Because for us, this is just Newcastle, and always has been, our team in the Northeast. We're not even, you know, necessarily in England on billboards, but to be in Saudi Arabia with billboards like Joe Linton and Bruno, it's great. It's great to see.
And this country, one thing we've taken away is the passion for football. It was something people have said to me before. You know, it's a very young population, very digitally aware population that they've got this huge interest in football, in Premier League football. So it's a really big opportunity now to tap into that. And we've seen, the World Cup games. I was watching the Morocco game the other night, and there was obviously huge support for Morocco being another Arab team. And the joy you saw when they got through was extraordinary, from the Moroccan fans and Saudis celebrating alongside each other. That there's a, this passion for the game has been really nice to see.
Yeah, and like Joe said, Miles, the Newcastle players on billboards, things like that. Do you get a sense Newcastle are now almost a big club in Saudi Arabia, or is it just they happen to be there? They're the talking point at the moment.
I think time will tell. We'll see what kind of crowd there is tonight. But I think certainly they're only going to get bigger in this country, and it'll be interesting to see where that kind of goes and what doors that opens.
Yeah, and Joe, in terms of the friendly games, Miles said Alexander Isak probably won't feature in those games, but potentially when Newcastle return to competitive action, just how much are you looking forward to seeing him back on the pitch playing for Newcastle United?
Yeah, loads. I think we saw a glimpse, didn't we? And then injury obviously cut that short. But I just go back to that game against Liverpool, his debut, and you know how well he took that goal at Liverpool, and then you think that was just a little bit what we got. And then even the Bournemouth game, I think that it was difficult against a team that, you know, defended with a lot of men behind the ball, but he scored the penalty, and he's always looked so calm and composed up front. I think, you know, he's definitely someone who can replace Callum Wilson if and when Wilson gets injured. But yeah, just to have him as an option with, say, Maximin, Almiron, Wilson, it's going to be really exciting to see him back. And I think it'd be good for him to have this mini pre-season because he didn't have one in summer. You know, he signed late and he was thrown straight into the team. So it'd be good to see him once he gets up to speed with Eddie Howe and how he wants to play and all his teammates. It's going to be really good. It's going to be like a new signing. I hate that phrase, but it is going to be like a new signing when he comes in January.
Yeah, and it's bizarre, but he's a record signing, £60 million there or thereabouts. But where does he actually fit in this team fully fit? Now Alan Saint-Maximin's back. Callum Wilson will be back after the World Cup.
Well, I think we saw in the little glimpses, if you've got Wilson fit, he's got to be through the middle as the focal point for this team. Isak, certainly at this stage of his career, he's not a player who's comfortable necessarily attacking things in the air. So you're looking at what, you know, him playing off the front. So that'll be interesting. As I say, it's probably a bit too early to be looking and going through the middle if others are available, but he's certainly a talent. And as Joe said, that goal at Liverpool was very special.
Mm. Joe, would you agree with Miles there?
Absolutely. I think the form of Miguel Almiron's probably helped. It's certainly helped not, you know, we haven't felt his absence, Isak's absence, because I think if Isak was fit, he might have sorted in sort of that on the right there. But yeah, I think I'm just really excited to see him, and hopefully he can, you know, show why we rate him so highly. I know that when he joined, I was very excited. I think a lot of people are very excited about his signing, and hopefully he can stay fit. I'm glad that the club aren't rushing him back. For me, you know, they haven't felt his absence too much when he's been out. And so for me, I just want him to get back fit and then not have a couple of games and then be out again. I think once he's back fit, you want him to get a sustained run in the team. And yeah, so hopefully he can hit the ground running as soon as he's back.
Yeah, it's a luxury Newcastle of hardware. You're record signing that can just sort of forget about, maybe is too strong, but just have him recover from injury, be patient, and they're still sitting pretty third in the table. But
yeah, don't forget, obviously, Saint-Maximin literally just returned to full fitness before the break, and we hadn't seen him too much of him in the previous couple of months, obviously since that injury. So there's a wealth of options there, really, in those kind of areas, and some versatile players who can play in different positions too. So no, it should be interesting to see which way he goes.
Yeah, it's a very nice problem for Eddie Howe to have. And in terms of Eddie Howe, Miles, you've had the chance to speak to him this week, various players and members of the club's hierarchy as well, like you touched upon. Just how insightful has that been, especially after a month away from the club, pretty much? How insightful has that been, and what have you gleaned from those conversations?
Yeah, it was very, very interesting. Obviously, this job gets a bit harder when there's no games. You're not speaking to people on a kind of bi-weekly or weekly or whenever basis. So it's good. There'll be obviously plenty of stories and kind of content to come out of that over the coming days from that. But he seemed in a really good place, much like the players, really. He'd had a good week or so off with his family. I think he needed that. Certainly, it's been a demanding few months. and he's returned really ready to hit the ground running. Got everything prepared for the players to come back. Now they're back. So a few good little insights of where they are. He's still, probably won't surprise you, still won't talk about a European challenge. Still says he doesn't look at the table too much. Though it'd be hard not to look at the table when they've been third for they've been guaranteed. Well, they've stayed third for the past however many weeks. But I'm sure we've all been looking at the table. But that still is position. But obviously, internally, I'm sure they're really recognised that what an opportunity they've got here. They can if they continue to achieve, to even overachieve and others underachieve, then who knows where they can finish the season.
Yeah, and Eddie Howe's never been one to give much away in terms of transfers, but has there been any hints at all in terms of January?
Yeah, the message really has been, as we expected, that there's obviously a little bit of room for manoeuvre in January. But Darren Eales spoke about the guardrails of financial fair play, and that really is true. They've spent that £200 million in the past two windows. That was a spend that Dan Ashworth said was unsustainable in the long term, and they simply can't going to keep on spending that money until they grow the commercial revenues. But there's obviously a little bit of room for manoeuvre. Just where they go will be the interesting question. I know one thing I asked him was has his kind of needs or wants in the market changed? Because we knew they were looking in the kind of wide areas in the summer, and maybe they have a little bit. There's some, you know, he said there's always room for players to change his perceptions, and maybe he was talking about Almer and what he's delivered down that side of the pitch on the right side. So maybe they're looking at slightly different areas now. But if I was a betting man, you would say there'd be one coming in January. And that's in addition to Kuol from Australia. And if one comes in, you would, of course, expect one to drop out the squad and maybe one to ultimately move on and leave the club.
Yeah. And just Miles, finally, in terms of the game tonight, will you be heading back over to England straight after the match, or will you have any chance to see Saudi Arabia before you leave?
No, I've got a flight at 4 a.m, so I think I'll be going straight to the airport. I hope there's somewhere open to get a coffee. I'll be landing back in late morning tomorrow. But no, I think one or two of the others are getting an extra day out here, and they might plan to see a little bit more of the city. But hopefully I'll get another opportunity.
All right, so a busy week. And Miles, I'll let you get checked out and head over to the stadium for this evening's match, which will kick off against Al Hilal, 5 p.m. UK time, 8 p.m. local time at the Prince Faisal Stadium. We'll have all the coverage from that match and throughout Newcastle's time in Saudi Arabia from Miles and myself and Joe on the Shields Gazette website. You can also subscribe to Shields Gazette for unlimited ad-lite access to all of our Newcastle United coverage. Just head over to shieldsgazette.com/subscriptions for more information on that. But Miles, enjoy the game. Have a safe journey home. And Joe, thanks as always for joining me on the Mouth of Time podcast. And thank you everyone for listening. Cheers.